Hi, everyone. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Authors of See You at the Campground, a guide to discovering community, connection, and a happier family in the great outdoors.
10 years ago, we bought a pop-up camper that changed our lives and introduced us to the joys of RV travel.
Join us now as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We'll also keep you dialed in with the latest RV innovations for people in the know.
Pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the RV Atlas, and we're living on a prayer.
Okay, so here's the thing here, everybody. We want to provide you with a respite from all of the, like, crazy anxiety that's out there right now. But at the same time, we don't want to act like we're in a bubble, not paying attention to the reality. So let's do both. Let's, from our heart to yours, say we hope you are all doing well. We hope we can be with you in this time in a positive way and just provide some inspiration for future travel that we all know we'll take again. Carrie Cox was very kind to say that she would come on and look forward to future RV trips that we know we're all going
to
take.
Future RV trips to underrated states.
Yeah.
And we just got deluged by comments and emails about everybody really loving the underrated series. So thank you so much for that. We did 3 podcasts about underrated camping states. We did New York, we did Michigan, and we did Virginia. And then we got a message from Carrie Cox saying,
I knew what her underrated state was.
Carrie Cox was like, I've got one too. And we were like, yup, because she's been on the show talking about this state a lot over the years. So let's put all the puzzle pieces together. And we're going to talk about why Arkansas is a really underrated state for RV trips and camping. But first, let's just kind of say hello to Carrie Cox and welcome her to the show.
Hey,
hello, Carrie.
Hey, guys. I'm coming to you actually from Birdie. We are setting up to camp in our front yard. So you can't keep us campers down. We're going to do it.
You have such a nice property, too, to do that, like that kind of backyard camping.
We're closer to civilization when we're camping than at home. So
now, Carrie, tell everybody kind of like where you are, and did you have to cancel any upcoming trips?
Luckily, we hadn't scheduled any. We were kind of playing it by ear with our lovely Midwestern weather that can be so tricky. So we haven't had to cancel anything yet, but we had been, of course, looking forward to planning trips. So our first trip for the year, our big trip for the year, is to Colorado. We're going back to the Rockies as long as the world reopens by July. But if it doesn't, we'll understand and I guess camp in our front yard all summer long if we have to.
All right, everybody, to see pictures of Carrie and Birdie camping at home and making the best of it, you can go online to Travels with Birdie Facebook page and Instagram page. And I'm sure that Carrie has some good good RV inspiration pictures for you there.
Yeah, I decided to on our Instagram page, I'm just redoing our 2015 Route 66 trip. I was like, well, I'm not like going anywhere right now. We'll just like pretend we're going on this trip again. And so I'm sharing those pictures at least.
I've been following along again.
I have really been enjoying those. And Carrie, the whole time I see those pictures, every time one pops up, I can't believe how little your boys are.
Oh, I know.
I'm like,
yes, right.
I feel like we've known you now like forever. It's so crazy.
Brace yourselves. They grow and they grow taller than you. And it's just, it's crazy. It's even really crazier to watch like our middle school and high schooler, or when they were in middle school and high school, they were so far apart from each other. And then now like the younger brother is like very, you know, very close to approaching the taller, older brother's height. So it's insane how much they grow and how quickly they grow. But we're thankful, you know, we still have them around for a little while.
Well, they are both gentlemen and scholars, and we really, really, really enjoyed meeting them last spring, and hopefully we'll see you guys at the campground soon. So Carrie's going to take us to Arkansas and walk through some of the highlights of what makes this a really great state for RV trips and camping. And so we're going to break it down into 3 sections. The first section, she wants to talk about some great state parks. So Carrie, what are a couple of your absolute kind of you know, gem state parks in Arkansas that if we're going to take an RV trip there, we might want to look at to book some reservations for some point in the future?
Arkansas has a number of really great state parks. They have a lot more natural beauty than you might really realize. There are actual mountains. They call them the Ouachita Mountains in Arkansas. And the crown jewel park, in my opinion, is Petit Jean State Park, close to central Arkansas in the Ouachita Mountains. It has a 95-foot waterfall and just so much natural beauty. So there's hiking, there's scenic overlooks. All of the buildings were built by the CCC, so they have that, you know, just that classic, iconic state park look. And there's just tons of recreation there.
So can you walk down to this 95-foot waterfall? Do you see it from a distance? How close can you get?
You can do both. So there's an overlook where you look down from the top, which is pretty cool. And then if you are, you know, not, it's not for the faint of heart, but there is a hike that goes 1 mile down into the valley. I don't think you walk a mile down. It's a half a mile down, sorry. And then a half a mile back up. And so it's kind of an intense hike, but it is so worth it. We did it a few years ago when we went to Petit Jean. The first time we went, we rented a yurt. It was before we had Birdie. And that trip sealed the deal for us. We had loaded our car up, went down to Petit Jean to stay in a yurt. And we're just like, you know what? We want to do more of this. And so we bought our RV after that. But yeah, so you can get to amazing hikes. The last hike we did was called like the Seven Hollows Hike. And I wasn't thinking about the word hollows, meaning like hills and valleys, you know, a hollow is like a valley. And so we were on this hike like endlessly, and my children and my husband were about to kill me, and I was about to kill me because it was just like, this was miserable. But anyway, it's a fun hike. Just brace yourself.
It's fun, but in a miserable sort of way. This state park has one of the like crown jewels, right, of state parks, which is full hookup sites.
They do. So they have a lot of sites. Some of them overlook Lake Bailey. Quite a few of the full hookup sites are in that area. And then there's some water electric only sites that are more in the woods. So absolutely beautiful campground. Cannot recommend enough.
And I remember reading all these blog posts, I think. I mean, you've done blog posts on so many of these. So I can't encourage you enough to, you know, head over to travelswithbirdie.com and check out some of the blog posts. And in the show notes, we will link to all of the relevant blog posts as well. So you can check those out. All right. So, Carrie, take us to Crater of Diamonds, which just sounds lovely.
Right? We have never been to this state park, but I, of course, could not overlook it because this is the only place in the world where people can hunt for diamonds. So they happen to have there an eroded surface of a volcanic crater that they have plowed into a 37-acre field. And you can bring your equipment or rent it there and start digging. So over 33,000 diamonds have actually been found in the Crater of Diamonds State Park, including a 40-carat one that is the largest one ever unearthed in the United States. So it is like a very unique experience.
Well, tell us the downside of this, because I've seen some people going back and forth about this in our Facebook group in the past.
Right. So you have to brace yourself. Like, it sounds like digging for diamonds, you know, like what can be more fun than that? You like go out and you dig and you're rich, right? But that's not quite how it works. There isn't a lot of shade and it's a little tedious. Like, not everybody finds a diamond. So you have to just know that this is actual work, a little boring. There is a water park, in the state park right there. So if you do have kids, coming along, maybe you can lure them with that. But yeah, if you want to try your hands digging for a diamond, they do actually find them, you know, pretty steadily. It's not that, you know, it's not that it's unheard of. It's not that they've all been dug up.
We know that you really do go to Arkansas quite a bit. So I imagine at some point in the future, you will camp at Crater of Diamonds. Will you dig for diamonds, Carrie, or will you pass that up?
Oh, no. Yeah, I would do it. I would do it at least once. Like, I just wouldn't do it for like 8 hours. It's probably kind of like fishing for me. Like, I can fish for 10, 15 minutes. And then I'm like, I'm good. This is enough fishing, where my husband could be like 8 hours later still fishing. So
Russell will find a diamond.
No, he will. He'll find a 40 carat diamond.
Yeah, he has more patience than anyone in our family. So, yeah, he could do that.
Okay. What, anything about the campground we should know?
Yeah, they just have 47 full hookup campsites there. And again, great, another great, cool, unique place that you'll only find in Arkansas.
We have said this for years on this podcast and on the Campground of the Week podcast. I am so jealous of states that have state parks with full hookup campgrounds because New Jersey does not, and it drives us crazy. Okay, so anything else we need to know about the state parks in Arkansas? Any other tips?
There's just a bunch of them. Near Petit Jean, there's Mount Magazine. Near Little Rock, there's Mount Pinnacle. Just look around on their state park page and you'll find so many really cool scenic options.
All right, great. So Carrie's going to come back in a second and she's going to tell us about some of the really cool cities in Arkansas that she loves to visit and that you can kind of get your RV really, really close, if not right in there. But before we do that, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Go RVing.
All right, everybody. This is the time of year that a lot of people are buying their first or their second, right? A new RV. Now, some of you might have had to hit the pause button on picking up your new RV if you are planning on doing that right now. But we still want to encourage you maybe to use this time to educate yourself more about what that pickup experience should be. So the best way to set yourself up for success as a new RVer is to make sure that you get a full and complete walkthrough. All right. Go RVing has had us on for a Facebook Live and over on their blog to talk to people about making the most out of that walkthrough experience and also making sure that you show up to pick up your RV with all of the right accessories, right? Safety accessories that you need, tow accessories that you need to do that. So if you had to tap the brakes on picking up your RV, make the most of it. Go over to the Go RVing blog, check out our blog on picking up your RV, right? On the RV walkthrough process. Look at their Facebook page and go back and watch some of our first time buyer RV series, right? Where we just kind of walk you through this and make sure that we set you up for success as a first time RVer.
And I also would like to recommend now on the Go RVing website at GoRVing.com, they have all of the away videos now. If you just scroll down the page a little bit. So if you just want some travel inspiration to get you through, there's the videos that we did for Go RVing and there's dozens and dozens of other videos from all over the country with all different types of RV owners and RV travelers, and they are beautiful, wonderful videos to watch. So check them out too. To find your way, go RVing. Carrie, we know you love Bentonville, and I love your podcast episode so much that you do with us. Like, it just feels like yesterday that you were on the podcast talking about Bentonville
and
Campground of the Week.
But
it was a couple years ago.
And we should pause and say to anybody that's joining us, you know, in the last year even, that you might not know that way back when, more than a year ago, we had a podcast called Campground of the Week. And a lot of these places that Carrie's talking about, she reviewed on Campground of the Week, you know, over the last few years. So those episodes are still there and you can still listen to them. So if you weren't a listener of Campground of the Week, now might be a good time to binge.
I've been going back and listening to a lot of episodes for a little research I'm doing, and it's been making me want to bring that show back.
Stephanie All right,
and I have been debating. Carrie, before we start arguing, take us to Bentonville.
Bentonville, it is the headquarters of Walmart. Which is, you know, it's claim to fame. I guess because of that, there's a lot of money in town. So that kind of gives it more of a cosmopolitan, just a really a hip, modern city feeling that is just unexpected in Arkansas. It really is a cool city. The major attraction is Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. And this was actually started by one of the women in the Walmart family. She used her extensive wealth to open a free art museum and has acquired some of the world's, some of America's most amazing, just phenomenal artworks. Like any major American artist, you can see their work there. They bring in traveling exhibits that just make us always ready to take a road trip to Arkansas. Like we're lucky enough to be just two and a half hours from this city, and we can do it in a day trip if we can't camp, but we also like to camp there just because there's so much to do. So the museum itself is cool. It has this amazing architecture. It has outdoor walking trails that connect to this extensive mountain biking system. Northwest Arkansas is a mountain biking mecca. People come from all over America because they have all of these really cool trails. So all of that connects in, and then There's a new children's museum just up the street from Crystal Bridges called the Amazium that really looks amazing. I mean, we wish we had little kids again. And their downtown area has a super cool, like, hip food scene. They have the a replica of the first Walmart store there and a little little ice cream shop. It's just really charming and cool and so much natural beauty, so much to explore.
All right, where should we camp? I know there's a couple different options, but what is your top recommendation?
We really love the Blowing Springs RV Park in Bella Vista. It you hear me say this term a lot when I do campground reviews, but it's one of those campgrounds that is a parking lot. Like, you don't have any grass at your site, but it is located in this cute little town park that has trails up through the hillside and picnic areas and everything. So even though your campsite itself isn't, like, really amazing, it does have full hookups, super fast Wi-Fi, and easy access to the trails and easy access to everything Bentonville offers.
Oh, I cannot wait to visit Bentonville. And I also want to make sure I visit the state capital. So Little Rock is a great RV destination. Tell us why.
Yeah, so it's, like you said, the state capital. It's had some, you know, some rough parts, some rough history in Little Rock. But they've really been trying to revitalize the town and make it a tourism destination. One of the places you can visit, they have a national park site at the Central High School, which was one of the spots where, you know, integration of our schools was, you know, a battleground for that. And so it's still a functioning high school in Little Rock, but they have a separate area with a museum related to the civil rights history. Clinton's Presidential Library is there. It also has really interesting architecture and history. So even if you're not a Clinton fan, there's still something cool to explore there. And then their downtown area has a riverfront park with trails, views. They have a splash pad, playground, farmers market. And nearby is the Big Dam Bridge, which is the longest pedestrian bridge in the world.
Are they punning on that one? Is that a pun?
I don't know. One time I made the mistake of taking high schoolers on a field trip to a dam. Just trust me, never do that. So I had a
too
lot
many
of jokes.
Too many jokes.
Too many jokes. Yeah. So there's also great camping, which, you know, you don't always get in an urban area. But Little Rock has a park called the Downtown Riverside Park that puts you right by all of that revitalized area. And so it's urban camping. But it's super accessible and gets great reviews. In fact, on the RVFTA Facebook group, there are several people recently commenting on that park. And then just outside of town, if you're looking for a scenic option, Momel Park is on a lake or a river, and it is also highly recommended. So several times we've thought about camping in Little Rock. Those were the recommendations that stood out to us.
All right, so we've got more. Carrie's going to tell us, and I think this she might have saved the best for last in terms of what she likes the most. So she's going to talk about her favorite Springs cities, quote unquote. But before she does that, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Jayco.
Since 1968, Jayco has been providing a way for generations of families to create lasting memories. For more information, visit your local Jayco dealer or head on over to jayco.com. Offering travel trailers, fifth wheels, toy haulers, Class C, and Class A motorhomes, it's easy to find the perfect Jayco for your family. With an industry-leading 2-year limited warranty, beautiful design, and innovative safety features, you can be confident in your Jayco. And I do want to give a shout-out to Jayco on this episode for providing some rigs for local healthcare facilities.
They
that
gave
was really
two
nice
really
to say.
Massive, I think, fifth-wheel toy haulers yeah. mm-hmm. for them to use during this crisis.
So I'm looking yeah. forward to seeing, you know, a lot more of that from the RV industry, and it was nice to see Jayco leading the way on that.
Absolutely. All right, Carrie, take us to your favorite Springs cities. You want to go to Hot Springs first?
Yes. Well, we're going to kind of have a spring city smackdown, I guess. So Arkansas has this kind of interesting history of having some hot springs and some not so hot springs, I guess. There's both kinds. And during kind of the Victorian era, people believed that this spring water had healing properties. And so mostly wealthy people would, you know, flock there. They might have vacation homes in these towns. And two towns that spring out of that history are Hot Springs and Eureka Springs. Hot Springs is much larger, more developed. It's more in the central part of the state. And then Eureka Springs is just this really small, charming, artsy city in the northern part of the state.
So, Carrie, do you have a favorite out of the two?
Oh, it's really just too hard to say. Like, Hot Springs, we like going there because there is so much more to do, where Eureka Springs is more of a weekend destination. So, I don't know. I can't say.
Now, you have some campground picks for both locations. So, where should we camp if we're looking to go to Hot Springs?
For sure. So, Hot Springs, nearby, you have Lake Ouachita State Park. We did a episode about it. It's outside of the city, and it is just really gorgeous. Catherine's Landing is one of the top rated parks in the nation. It gets, you know, like 10 out of 10 on all of the Good Sam reviews, and it's a fantastic private option close to town. And then they also have this really cool National Park Service park, Gulf of Gorge, but the bad thing is they don't take reservations. So we've never tried to stay there. We drove through just to look at it, and the sites are really pretty, but we're just not brave enough to go all the way down to Hot Springs without reservations.
I wouldn't be brave enough to do that either.
Yeah. Nope. And then Eureka Springs, we stayed at Wanderlust RV Park. It's really nice. It overlooks this valley. So there's sites that back up to this really scenic valley, and there's Eureka Springs KOA.
And you did a campground of the week on Wanderlust RV Park, yeah. If I'm remembering correctly. So
yeah,
I remember
there was a shuttle that went into town, right, Carrie?
Yeah, yeah. So you can easily access, especially, you know, if you're those mobile home people and you're not carrying a car, you can hop on the shuttle and get into Eureka Springs to see all those springs, see the historic architecture. Both cities just have these really vibrant downtown areas where there's color and shops and restaurants and good food. And they're just the kind of place where you go to relax. They have a lot of spas. I think Hot Springs' official city motto is Spa City. So, I mean, if relaxation is what you're looking for in a city, Eureka Springs and Camp and Hot Springs are two really great choices.
We all might need a couple of spa vacations in the coming year.
I think that's part of the fiscal package, is that every American gets a
spas for
gets
everyone.
A trip to Eureka Springs. We'll be back in a second to wrap it up with Carrie, and I'm going to put her on the spot and ask her a couple questions.
Of course.
But before we do so, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Thetford. And Carrie, you can just sit there and be terrified for a second.
Thetford is the industry expert and innovation leader, and they have been making RV travel a more pleasant experience for over 50 years. Now, they have a product that will make dry camping much, 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 much more comfortable for everybody involved.
Yes. And the Thetford Smart Tote too. There happens to be one in our podcast studio right now, of all places, over in the corner of the room, which
doesn't even look that bad.
And just so everyone's not grossed out, it's brand new. It hasn't been used yet, but I did a little video with it down here.
All right. So if you want to dry camp somewhere where you're not going to have your sewer hookups, the reason why a Smart Tote 2 is important is you can still use your shower, your sink. You can do all your dishes. And then when your gray water tank gets full, you can empty it into the Smart Tote, go over to the dump station, dump the Smart Tote down.
You hook it right up to the back of your truck.
The hitch at the back
right
of your
over.
Truck. So it's really easy to keep using water even if you don't have a sewer hookup. And that gray water tank can fill up fast, especially if you're like us with three kids and endless hot water.
Do you want my number one tip for using the Smart Tote too successfully, Stephanie?
Okay.
It has, I think they call it the level gauge, but it's like this red button. And the red button pops up when it's full.
Right.
Okay, trust them on that.
Yeah.
Okay, like, when that red button pops up, you need to shut the gray tank down, okay? Because that actually means it's full. So we love the Smart Tote 2, and they redesigned it for 2020, and it's got all kinds of great new features. And you can check them all out over at thetford.com. Now, Carrie, are you still there?
I am.
Oh, she's ready for your questions.
I'm screaming about my Smart Tote 2 that I want to order someday.
We showed Carrie the really big one. How many gallons is it?
27 gallons. I was like, the 35.
And I was like, Carrie, this is really big. You were like, okay, yeah, that's too big.
Right.
It's like the size of a teardrop trailer.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Now, Carrie, I know you. And I think that, you know, when we started our Underrated series, you probably thought of more states than just just Arkansas to do as an underrated state. So any other states come to mind to you? Because, I mean, you've traveled extensively. You've got, Birdie's gone west, Birdie's gone east. You travel around a lot in the Midwest and the South. Where do you think we should go next in terms of like exploring underrated states?
Well, let's see. One of the places my husband wants to go back to that you don't hear as much about is New Mexico. Do you think that counts as underrated?
I do.
Or is it really highly rated? I actually do. Like, no, I think it is underrated, for sure.
It's so far away. I just think a lot of people don't get there.
Far from us.
I'm serious.
No, I think that you hit the nail on the head with that because people, until you start talking to people from New Mexico, I think you don't understand the range of sort of environments and regions there. You don't understand what a nice state park system they have. Like, I think that there's a lot of things that we
and
could tell people
camping
about.
In Albuquerque. We know there's campgrounds right in and around Albuquerque. So maybe we'll try to get to New Mexico next to explore
as an underrated
state. You've
got some Route 66 stuff there. Like,
yes,
so
we've actually kind of driven the Route 66 section near Albuquerque, and it's got all the fun, funky restaurants. So maybe we'll try and
do
that.
Good one, Carrie. I hadn't really thought. I've been thinking about
that. The other one that comes to mind is Idaho. It's one of those places that every time I see pictures of Idaho, I'm like, man, that's like so beautiful. And how, you know, like you don't ever hear much about Idaho. But
it's like overshadowed by Yellowstone.
So Monica Bennett, a blogger from Go RVing that we became friendly with just via the internet from working together a little bit. She camped in Idaho all the time and she kind of opened the door to Idaho for us. And then I realized that I just think it gets like I think it goes under the radar because it's surrounded by like Utah and Montana.
Right.
And it's like surrounded by all these states that get top billing. And so nobody ever talks about it, but you're 100% right about that.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that this section of Idaho that is near Oregon and Washington, and forgive my geography for those of you that live out there, people consider that to be part of the Pacific Northwest, actually. And it shares some of the beauty of that region too.
It's
so,
pretty amazing state. Yeah, for sure.
Everybody that's listening, go to GoRVing.com, click on their blog, and find those blog posts that Stephanie just referenced by Monica Bennett, who called herself Just 5 More Minutes.
Yeah,
I loved her stuff. Her blog posts on Idaho had stunning, stunning photography. Well worth taking some time and going back and taking a look at those blog posts. Maybe we'll link to those in the show notes too.
Carrie had good answers for your on the spur of the moment questions.
And I had confidence that she would, which is why I asked them. So Carrie, stay safe, stay sane, and
We'll see you at the campground, Carrie, one day soon.
Yeah.
A big thank you for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas.
And a big thank you to our sponsors, Jayco, Thetford, Cabela's, Jellystone, and Go RVing. They provide great quality products and resources for RVers and also support the production of this show. We personally believe in them and are happy to share our favorite products with you.
You can find blog posts and links with everything mentioned in this episode over at thervatlas.com.
And you can join the friendliest group of RVers over on Facebook in our private RV Atlas group.
And as always, we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.